One of the things that the Soviet Union crushed was human dignity. And people had a lot of jokes there to cope with this situation. We pretend to work, they pretend to pay us. There was once an expedition of Soviet archaeologists, and they discovered in Egypt an unknown mummy. They brought them to Moscow, and everyone attended, the secret police, the KGB, and finally, at a press conference, the KGB representative said, "This mummy is 3,043 years old." And they said, "How do you know this?" He confessed. When we are faced with the lack of human dignity and a time of war, it is not a time to stop making jokes or laughing, because evil always takes itself too seriously. There is everything to be gained by mocking that which is evil and showing and showering it with Christian light to find out how important things are. And in the gospel, Christian dignity, or I should rather say human dignity, is paramount. My favorite quotation is, "What can a person give in exchange for their soul? Even if you gain the whole world, the whole cosmos, what good is it if you lose yourself?" This constant reference by God in the sacred scriptures that we are worth more than we can imagine. Although we are small in comparison to the universe, God says, "You are worth more than all of that." I was watching a movie recently, and the person in the movie says, "I am afraid of not being successful at my business or career, because I will have nothing else." That is a sad comment. And it's against Christian dignity. Because there is a reason why God gave us the commandment, keep holy the Lord's day, the Sabbath day. And it's not because he didn't want us to work that day. Because he wanted to remind us, take time to make this holy day and think about yourself, your family, the people you love, because nothing is more important than that. Not your achievements, not your career, not your job. It is often said that we like to hide in our work and go around and around working so hard that we forget what life is about. And that's why that beautiful commandment, which is also disregarded. If you had to think of a commandment, what easier commandment could you think of than relax and think about yourself? Enjoy your family. Can I work? Can I mow the lawn? Yeah, there's nothing really wrong with that too much. But do not run from yourself. Because you are wonderful, because you are beautiful, because your family deserves a better you. And when we run from ourselves, we run the danger of forgetting who we are. So you are the dream, not your career, not your job, and not your achievement. But you are the dream of your parents, of your friends and family. And you are the dream that God dreams for you. Keep holy the Sabbath. It's not about you giving up stuff, but you remembering who you are and how valuable you are for other people. There's an old medieval saying that goes like this: when the devil can't make us do something wrong, he makes us busy. And busy is sometimes in America a great virtue. I'm so busy, I just got here, I gotta go. Excuse me, Groucho Marx used to say, "Hello, I must be going. I'm really busy, I can't have the time." Well, today is the day the Lord has made. Spend time, enjoy yourself, enjoy the people that you love, and remember, you are more valuable than the entire universe. Jesus said so. Slava Isusu Christu.